The McNugget Buddies are back at Macca's. Get yours in the limited edition Kerwin Frostbox. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
It's Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
Holy moly.
Holy hool.
Holy dooly. We've landed on Jess the athlete and Ducko the handyman.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear those two words because they're not accurate.
They're not accurate at all. But this week there's been a real theme.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to lean into it more than ever today.
How are you the athlete? And then now I've become a handyman. Which
don't put me in a box, bro.
I'm not even proud about it. You know, I just know I'm not handy one bit.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to bring you breaking long jump news.
That was
and
good
the
news.
Conversation turned to my long jumping skills. Don't sue me.
Yeah.
I just happen to be really good at long jump.
And unpack kebabs as well.
Yeah.
It does get there.
It's so funny how often my vagina has come up lately.
Hey, and I just want to let everyone know, you've been bringing it up, which allows me in.
Oh, I've opened that door, baby. I've opened that door. No one can accuse you of crowbarring my body part.
I just sit here innocently doing my job.
That's right. But you know what? You're a yes and guy.
So true.
If I want to talk about vajutsi, you don't go, whoa,
no. I don't want to do that.
No. You come with me on that ride.
I do.
Likewise, when you want to talk about, you know, trimming edges.
Yep.
So yep.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm happy to talk about...
Oh, stop, Jess. Jason Kelsey's just... He's gotten off the plane.
Jason Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey. That's his brother. Travis Kelsey's just got off the plane.
I was like, has he brought his brother along?
Sorry, Travis.
Breaking news.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Oh, wow. Break. He's getting in a car. He's driving away. There you
go.
This is on a podcast, which will make no sense to someone listening.
That's all right. We've taken a bet. Ducko has put on record 2 weeks new. Did you land on?
I think he's probably going to have 2 weeks. I'd like to say 4X.
Okay, you'd love to say 4X, but the smart bet, 2 weeks.
Probably 2 weeks, yeah.
The first beer he's going to be papped with.
Yeah.
Won't know, though, because it'll be in a clear cut.
It probably will be in a clear cut.
They are the most watched and obsessed about people.
Yeah, we'll get something.
We'll get the information.
Know the tinge of yellow.
Do you want to put...
Because
the person who serves the beer will obviously talk to the press.
Oh, yeah, we'll find out.
Would you like to put a bet on what the first beer is?
It could be a Cooper's. He could have a green Cooper's Pale Ale.
I was going to say, what else is Australian? Is James Squire Australian?
Yep, James Squire is Australian.
I don't know why I'm leaning towards a James Squire.
Yeah, it's very neat. That's a high risk for you.
It is a high risk. What the hell do I know?
Yeah.
So Ducko's gone 2 weeks. Shy guy, did you want to get involved?
I'll go 4X. Why not?
It's
the only one I can think
you
of.
You can't from take that. Ducko's. All right, he's taken that.
I love
bet.
4X. It's
and
mine.
And I'll say James Squire.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll circle back.
We'll come back and see if he does.
Let's see.
Anyway, that doesn't make sense to anyone. He's just landed in the country for Taylor's concert, which is this weekend. If that doesn't make sense because you're listening to this, I don't know, in July, well, that's life.
Well, God love you for going back and just, you know, listening to them all in order.
Yeah.
Hello and thank you.
Yeah. Because these are about, 55 minutes, get the full show.
Yeah, about an hour.
Yeah, which is nice. Good. I think hours are great. Time for a podcast because it feels listenable.
I agree.
When you see ones that are 3.5 hours, you're like,
James Rogan.
Yeah.
Please, I don't have the time.
James, is it?
What's his name?
Joe. Hey, we're having doozies with those.
It's only the world's biggest podcast. It's okay.
Screw you, James Rogan.
Is he not the most popular podcast?
He does.
Even though it goes for 3 hours. Maybe we're doing something wrong, Ducko. Yeah, 55 is not the method.
Let's get people on and just... I mean, if we could get Elon Musk smoking a joint on our podcast,
yes.
I feel like we'd have a few listens.
Jonathan Rogan has obviously got the... He's obviously got the secret.
Jimmy Rogan has just... What's he up to? Here we are doing a humble little podcast.
Philip Rogan. Seth Rogan.
That works.
Anyway, I think it's a great show.
It's
well
a good
done.
Show. It's fun. It's desirable. It's relatable.
You should get out of here, Ducko. You had a big day.
I did.
You've done really well.
Thanks, mate. I'm
Come
out of here.
Recharge. Enjoy.
Shy guy, can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hey!
Oh, my God. That was not bad
that
from
was
you.
Good,
great podcast.
Jess and Ducko.
I just want to start Thursday's program with maybe a suggestion if you're expecting a child or you've got a couple of baby names in your head. You know that whole thing about people gatekeeping their baby name? They don't like to share them for fear of ridicule or worse, stealing.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than your sister-in-law stealing your baby name because she's further along in the pregnancy than
totally.
You. And then the whole family's divided.
See, I have openly told you what we call our unborn children.
Yes.
And it doesn't bother us.
No.
Because if someone steals the name, I'd be like, well, I'm still going to call it that.
Absolutely.
It's on you.
How would you feel, though, if it was like me? And we obviously...
That would annoy me,
We're so close because
we work together
every day. That'd be a big topic of conversation.
Because on air, then I'd have to call my child like the second or something. You know what I mean?
Junior.
Yeah.
You know?
That would actually... You would annoy me. No one else.
And you know what? You have my word.
Yeah.
Your names that you did share with me, I'm not going to share them. It's your prerogative.
Yes.
But too normal for me. I need a bit more left of centre.
Margarita.
It's like the girlfriend I had recently. She's pregnant and she refused to tell me. And I went... I guarantee you, like our first baby girl name was Peach. I guarantee you yours will be too straighty 180.
Yeah, straight. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, and hers, boring. You can have them. However, I would argue, based on this woman's story that I'm about to share with you, maybe it's worth sharing your baby names with a few people.
Okay.
Just so they can flag if your baby name is a little X-rated. If you haven't caught this, maybe Gran and Grandad will.
All right.
So a new mum has left her family completely shocked because she thought, I'm going to honour Nan and Pop. Their names are Harvey and Charlotte.
Harvey and Charlotte.
Now, she had a little baby girl. She didn't just want to name it Charlotte, though, because I love my granddad so much. I want him honoured as well.
So, like, hyphen them?
So she thought, I'll smush them together.
Right,
but
she
didn't tell anyone what before she did this. So Gran and Pop and her parents and the extended family have come to the hospital to visit the new baby. Now, this girl's only 20, and she's gone, guys, I want you to meet baby Harlotte. Now, do you know what harlot means?
No.
It's a bit of an old-timey word.
I actually think harlot's quite a nice word.
Okay, Duck, I'm glad we've talked about this.
Okay.
As I said, she's only 20, and this word is a little bit old-timey. Harlot is an old-fashioned word for sex worker or someone who has had multiple sexual partners.
No, God! No, God, please, no.
If you looked it up in the dictionary, but why would a 20-year-old? Because she thinks she's made this name up.
Oh, Mum and Dad, I've called it Harlotte.
And her nan's gone, what? Clutch the pearls, going, my sweet baby great-granddaughter.
She's a lady of the night now.
She's a lady of the night at only 2 days old. Taking to Reddit, obviously.
Of course.
My mum burst out, you named the baby whore. And my cousin started screaming. We are a loud family, but holy hell, all these nurses ran in thinking something had gone wrong.
Oh, because in the hospital they discovered.
They're all just freaking
out. So she officially named it, signed the birth certificate.
She signed the birth certificate.
And then they've come in and gone, sweetie.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Now, how's this for a rectification, Ducko? She's gone, all right, so we're not going to call her Harlot. We'll change the paperwork. So in the interim, we're calling her Piglet because she came out very pink and has a puggy nose.
Okay, she's taking the piss now. Yeah, we've gone from lady of the night to just straight up calling it a pig.
At least Piglet isn't on the documents. She's just calling it Piglet.
Yeah, true.
But it's made me do a quick.
Are they going to oink when they want her to come? Oink, oink. Come here, piggy.
You know what the issue is? Piglet's probably going to stick, and then she's going to get
it.
That's what her name will be. Better than this name I found in Mexico. You know those viral lists that go around about parents trying to name their things that are illegal?
Yes.
Well, in France, the name Nutella was deemed illegal.
Yep.
In Sweden, Metallica was deemed illegal after one parent. But not as bad as in Mexico.
What they get up to?
RoboCop, Facebook and Scrotum had to be deemed illegal baby
that
names.
That is just a dad having fun. Oh, we've got him Scrotum, man.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
So should we duck over to Mexico?
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're back in Mexico.
We just learned that the name scrotum is illegal in Mexico.
Yeah, for good reasons, I think.
I think so. I don't know
that
why
kid's that, getting bullied.
Why did that have to go to a judge? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why was that ever a case?
What mum and dad thinking? Like, when the teachers are calling out the role and scrotum's getting called out.
Would you rather be called RoboCop or scrotum?
RoboCop, for sure, because at least he's a cool character.
Both illegal in Mexico.
Man, it's bizarre. Mm. Anyway, we're not here for that right now.
No.
We're in Mexico because there are some American tourists obviously partying and living it up in Mexico on holiday when pesky monkeys jumped into their hotel room. Now, I didn't know monkeys were a big thing over in Mexico. You know, in Bali, monkeys are everywhere.
Absolutely.
I've never been to Mexico.
Definitely throughout Asia.
Yes.
I see, you know, videos of tourists leaving their hotel room, the balcony door open.
Yep.
Neck minute, your laptop's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let alone your food.
How's this? Data reveals Australians who've had their belongings stolen by monkeys in Bali have claimed almost $17,000 from one insurance company alone in the last 5 years.
Wow.
So just getting in there, you must have to have monkey policy.
They are bold.
They are bold.
Oh, yeah. Imagine trying to go. They've stolen my DSLR. Did you have the monkey policy?
Did you tick monkey policy?
No.
Because that's one of those ones.
I didn't tick snowboarding or monkey policy, and now I'm screwed.
That's one of those ones you wouldn't tick. Hey, you'd be like, I'm not going to need monkey policy.
I'm not an idiot. I don't carry bananas on my person. Why would they come for me?
So in Mexico, I don't know if they've got the monkey policy, but a monkey walks into the room. I'm going to play the audio of what this monkey stole and did.
What's up? You have a monkey on your bed. That's my vape. That's my vape. Oh, honey, come here. Sarah, it's smoking my vape.
The monkey got the vape.
Got Sarah's vape.
Got the purple grape, whatever it is. Literally picks it up. You see it knows what to do. Puts it in its mouth and starts sucking on the vape.
Mate, they are unbelievably intelligent creatures. So, they would have seen so many tourists, let alone Mexicans walking around themselves being like, what's these little sticks everyone's putting in their mouth? Hang on, that's one of those sticks.
And then can you think about the head high the monkey's getting from the vape? Because it knocks a human round.
Absolutely it does. And, you know, Sarah's been puffing on that vape for the past 3 years.
Jeez.
This is the first hit the monkey's gone. She might have a higher dosage, some sort of weird combo of flavors.
Yeah, the monkey
might
not like it.
I know how vapes work.
The monkey might want the cola vape, and he's got the grape.
Oh, you
know what I mean?
Be pissing off the monkey.
Absolutely
what
not.
What is this trash?
And it's funny because the monkey's like rattling around with their laptops. It's rattling around. She doesn't say anything, but the minute it grabs her vape, she's like, "That's my vape. It's got
Get
my vape."
Get it on camera.
Yes.
This is why. Lucky we all carry phones with cameras on our person.
Yeah.
No one would believe this story. She tries to go to Allianz to claim her travel insurance, and they go, "We don't believe you.
There's
we
no
reckon
way that
you're
monkey
doing
did
funny
that.
Buggers."
Hang on.
I've got the vision.
Monkey's got me vape.
Monkey's got me.
So when you go to Mexico, be careful with your vapes, okay?
That's right.
And always tick monkey insurance.
You need monkey insurance,
always.
Guys.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Because shut up about Taylor, I have breaking news.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, yes.
About long
I'm back in the zone. I'm back in.
I know you want to talk about Taylor. God, the whole board could have just been Taylor if Ducko had his way.
I have
long jump news.
I don't want to hear the long jump news.
For 150 years, long jump as we know it has been, as we know it. There have not been any rule changes to long jump.
I'm trying to think of the rules. You just can't jump over the line.
That's the rule.
That's the only rule?
That's pretty much the only
rule. That's all
rule.
It is, right?
Yeah. And they measure from that starting line
yes.
to where you land in the sand
both
pit.
Both feet, where both feet land.
Correct.
Yep.
Well, today, the long jump people have
jump
said
around.
33% of jumps at last year's World Championships were fouls because athletes' toes hit that line, that starting line, where they will measure the jump from. And they are saying, we are in a race against time. This is a quote.
Yeah.
We are in a race against time to keep long jump relevant to young people. Yeah. So we need
it's
to
not,
make
when
modifications.
When you grow up, you don't aspire to be a long jump professional, do you? Like, it's a cool sport. I've always been jealous because I've never been good at it.
Yeah.
But like, you're not, that's not your dreams and aspirations.
Well, they are making it relevant for young people.
Great.
They are saying, we don't want long jump to die. It's been around since the very first modern Olympics in 1896, all right?
Yeah.
Where we had that takeoff zone and that line established, and we're going to measure from here.
Yeah.
But they're noticing so many athletes hit that line and then they're deemed as fouls. And people are going, nah, we've got to sexify. We've got to spice up long jump.
We're going to whack it on TikTok.
So you know what we're going to do?
What are they doing?
We're just going to measure from wherever the athlete takes off.
Oh.
So at whatever point that your feet leave that launch pad,
yes.
we'll measure from there. And obviously this is going to help with all the camera angles, with AI even, and we'll just measure where you land in the sand pit.
Oh, so they're going to move the measurement parameters.
Exactly. So technically the person who jumps the furthest into the sand, they might not win
because they
took off at a longer distance on the launch pad.
Yes.
I come along and I'm launching from this point and I'm measuring from that point, i.e. I win. Because I've landed at the furthest distance from that takeoff point.
I would pay great money to see you do long jump.
Mate, long jump was my jam.
No
at
way.
At school athletics carnival.
Well, we're going to have to test that.
Long jump was my
no
jam.
No way you did long jump.
I've not run since I've had a baby. Hey. My vagina might fall out, but I can absolutely have a go.
She's running. Oh, my God. The taco's come out.
What is that? I can have a go.
What is that?
Is that
an unpacked kebab?
My 16-year-old self, if I've still got that skill in me, I was good at long jump, bruz.
Oh, okay, well, you're good at swimming, which I find funny.
You bring that up so
I just,
much.
It's hilarious. Like,
what was that last year? 2 years ago?
A couple years ago,
we did
yeah.
a little competition based off the Olympic. God, it must have been Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Yeah.
When it ended up being 2021.
I think so.
There was a swimming portion of this comp we did. And Ducko, you were very impressed with my swimming.
Well,
there was a noodle involved.
You're not really an athlete. So
how
just,
dare you?
I was
watch me long jump. I'm going to blow your mind. Anyway, this new proposal would virtually eliminate fouls and mean that, you know, more jumps will be will be counted. So maybe the young people will care.
They'll get into it now. They'll be.
They will. Yeah. World Athletics Chief Executive John Ridgie. And what an idea, John.
Yes, good on you,
good
John.
On you.
Keep it relevant, buddy.
Exactly. However, Carl Lewis, the world's greatest long jumper, has said, you meant to wait till April 1 for April Fool's jokes. This is ridiculous, this proposal.
Oh, so the integrity of the long jumpers
Carl
don't like
Lewis
it.
Carl Lewis isn't a fan. However,
Carl, keep up.
We've got to get young people into long
we
jump.
We do.
And this is the way we're going to do it.
I know. I think the way we're going to get the world into long jump is watching you do it. Particularly post-pregnancy.
All right. Producer Shy Guy, we're going to need a running launch pad and a sand pit. And I'm going to show you
We've got audio of the commentators when she runs, she jumps.
Fish tacos.
Jess and Ducko.
What do you constantly remind your partner to do? Mm. Because I had this moment yesterday. Obviously, we've been married now for a couple of years. Been with Morgan for a while. Good hot minute. And I think I've worked out what true love and marriage really is.
Mm-hmm. Boiled it down.
Boiled it down. It is essentially reminding them of your flaws in order for your partner to not do it again or muck up.
Let me help you help yourself.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And only that person could do it, because if anyone else did it, you'd be like, you'd go nuts.
That's right. It's like, I can bully my little brother, but no one else better touch him.
Exactly.
Yeah, same in relationships.
So I'm eating dinner. This happens all the time now. Like, if I eat... for some reason, I don't know why, but I eat so fast. Like, I eat like a big bopper on school camp who's just done a hike.
Mate,
you know what I mean?
You're preaching to the choir.
I can't help it. I inhale my food like
same,
I speak. You
same.
Know, just too quick. And I then start, if I do that, I get reflux, whatever. Mm-hmm. Morgan, every time she sees me, because I've said to her, hey, don't let me eat fast. So now if I'm eating, she's like, slow down.
Yep.
And there's nothing that annoys me more.
How irritating.
When she tells me to slow
just
down
love
when
me
I'm
for
eating.
Who I am, yeah. Morgan.
Morgan, I'm not even eating that quick. Sure enough, 10 minutes later, reflux. Ah, indigestion. Here it comes. Should have listened to you, honey.
You're not a young man anymore, Ducko.
It's a young man's game to eat like a big bopper.
You need to chew your food.
Absolutely.
You need to do that thing. How annoying is that thing where you're meant to chew your food 40 times? Who's sitting there going, 28, 29,
that's what 30. My mum says. Yeah. Mum's like, and count your chews. I'm like, stop it, Mum. Be quiet. Don't. But then I realised I do it to her, right? Like, she always loses the keys. We've done that on the show plenty of times. So whenever we get out of the car, I go, have you locked it? Have you got the keys?
Yep.
I know it annoys her, but at the same time, it's needed.
Let me help you help yourself,
exactly.
Morgan. Ducko, I've just had this incident with my husband this morning. So my husband is a very hard worker. He owns a business. And look, things go wrong when you're a business owner. So when he comes home and he's in a little bit of a huff, I think it's helpful to go, let's just remember what we should be grateful for, Angus. Let's remember that our 3-month-old daughter is healthy. We've got a beautiful dog. We've got a roof over our heads. I try and bring her back to gratitude.
Yeah.
And usually he takes a breath out, and he does.
Yeah.
He does really hear that. He messaged me this morning. Good morning. How's your morning been? I've been like, I've had a shocker. My outfits didn't work out. My hair's not playing ball. Ugh, I'm not having a good one. And he went, let's just remember to be grateful. What's important? Our daughter's healthy. We've got a nice dog. And I was like, Angus, I don't need to be reminded.
I just want to have a bitch.
What I need to be grateful for.
Yeah, the gratitude, but you do it to him.
I do it to him, but I've just had a dose of my own medicine this morning. And I'm like, yes, you're right. Thank you for reminding
me,
sweetheart.
It is like telling someone to calm down when they're angry.
It's
the equivalent.
It truly is.
Ashley on 13 1060. What do you remind your partner constantly?
Morning. He reminds me.
Oh, yes.
So, toothpaste in the bathroom to put the cap on. You know, it really, really triggers him when there's just a little bit spilled over onto the cap.
Ashley, how hard is it to put the bloody cap back on, babe?
It's game. I am so petty. Now, I am so petty. I go both bathrooms. I'll go to the point of opening the new box of toothpaste and just messing with the cap. Just
no.
Oh, that's so
you're
good.
The worst.
That's so
but
good.
But isn't that love, Ash?
It's love.
Just stirring each other
it's
up.
It's real love, you know? He's just running with the good things. We'll go to Ben on 13 1060. Ben, you remind your partner constantly?
Yeah, morning, guys. I like to help my wife. I do shopping for her sometimes, and every single friggin' time, she just writes bananas or apples or whatever it is. And I'm like, tell me how many. I don't know what you want me to buy except bananas. Just give me the details.
Give me
the exact
number. I can't
help you if you don't help me.
Ben, I'm sorry.
No, he needs clear parameters.
What, do you end up buying 15 bananas? Just buy a handful of bananas. Why do you need the specific number?
what does she want them for? Is it for kids' lunchboxes? Is it for banana bread?
Yep.
Is it for rubbing over her face? I don't know.
Is it for breakfast? I'm with Ben, you know? How many bananas? You need the specific instructions.
Oh, my God.
Range. Details.
4 to 6, perhaps.
No.
Oh, that's brilliant, Benny. Hey, there's people call 131060. Give us a call. We'll get more on. What do you constantly remind your partner? What does your partner remind you to do? Ah, true love. We'll do it next.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
131060, let's have a rip and tear about our partners. What do they constantly remind you to do? I've realised marriage or love or relationships is just reminding your partner of their faults in order to protect them so they don't hurt themselves later. For example, I eat way too fast. I now have started to get reflux because I'm peaking mid-30s. And Morgan, if I eat too fast, will say, honey, slow down.
Yep.
I blow up at her and then naturally
but
I get reflux.
Right.
And she's right. She's right.
In another one, my husband constantly tells me, hey, just watch your voice. Because I don't know if you've noticed, Ducko. Huh? I can get a little bit loud.
What?
A little bit passionate.
I have your microphone volume level here below average. So I have to put you below average. I have to put Shy Guy above average. And I put me right in the middle. That's I honestly have you always lower.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes when you get excited and you get your Italian voice on, I lower it more.
God, you're good. You are working overtime over there. But yes, Angus constantly has to say, hey, just watch the vocal cords, babe. Because he's trying to help me for the job. For the life.
Absolutely.
And that is what love is all about, just pointing out flaws to help them help themselves. Emily on 131060, what are you constantly being reminded about?
Well, just about everything, because I have ADHD and so I walk off and don't complete a task.
Yes.
Yeah. But my partner's biggest pet peeve is that I leave the pantry door open or a cupboard or a drawer.
Oh, God, yep.
Very a drawer funny. Open is there. A drawer sociopath behavior, Emily. Like a cupboard, I sort of get, but a drawer's like that's pulled out.
Because he's coming around the corner and bashing his knees
into
the drawers.
Yeah. He hates it.
Yeah, I bet he does.
And I bet you Emily's not doing anything to change. I'm leaving those doors open.
We go to Claire on 131060. Claire, what do you constantly remind your partner?
So I'm constantly reminding my husband to put the toilet paper around the right way on the holder. So it's beards, not mullet.
Yes.
Very good. Well, at least, Claire, just to play devil's avocado, he's replacing the toilet roll. I mean, that's the first step, surely.
Sometimes I don't actually know if it's him or my daughter, to tell you the truth.
He's not getting any of the credit, just in case.
And Emma on 131060. Emma, is this something you remind your partner to do?
Morning. Yes. So my husband constantly takes the last thing out of the packet and leaves the empty packet in the fridge or the cupboard.
Oh, Emma, that's a sackable offence.
That is annoying.
For example, he took the last gay time out of the freezer, like the packet in the freezer and left the packet in the freezer. I opened the freezer, got excited.
Yes.
Went to pull it out, and then just, like, my heart broke.
Empty box.
And there's nothing worse than knowing, like, you've seen the gay time in there early, you've scattered it, you're like, that's my little dessert, and you come in.
Don't worry, we nearly went through a divorce.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Pet expert shares 4 signs your dog might be psychic. You know I love this stuff.
We haven't had one of these on the show for a while for good reason, but here we are.
Now, we spoke to a pet psychic. Mm. A pet psychic. Yes, you heard correct. That is a job. Last year, was it?
Yeah,
I think so. She was able to talk to pets on the other side.
That's right, yeah.
Offering comfort and love to pet owners who are obviously devastated.
Yeah.
She's not doing any harm. She's just trying to spread love.
Yeah.
But this guy's a pet expert. His name's Dennis. He's a psychologist,
right?
And he's saying these are the signs your pet might be psychic itself, all right?
I'd like to know this, because sometimes I think, you know, my dog will just randomly bark at the wall or see something. I'm like, what, have you seen something?
Bro, Dennis,
what's going on?
That's one of the things. Okay, let's get to it. He says recent studies suggest a deeper, perhaps even psychic connection between animals and humans. Specifically, they're humans. Okay. He goes, have you ever been thinking, might be time to feed the dog, and suddenly they appear at your feet? Because they can read your mind.
It's because they get food at the same time every day.
No, usually. It's because Pam, your dog, can read your mind.
Of course she can, yeah.
Have you ever notice that maybe you're in a bit of a mood that day. Perhaps you're in a bad mood or even a sad mood. You haven't articulated that out loud. You certainly haven't told your pet. And yet they're being extra cuddly that day. Mm. It's because they have telepathy.
Well, they're just picking up on your vibe.
No, no.
Possibly.
It's because they have telepathy.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
That refers to the communication between the minds of humans and their pets. Mm. They can pick up on our thoughts and emotions, responding in a kind of nuzzle or comforting presence. Okay, how's this one, Ducko? Clairvoyance.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever noticed your dog, perhaps your cat, meow or bark at seemingly nothing?
Yes.
Like they're picking up on something supernatural. It's because I have a sixth sense.
See, that one I could kind of believe, right?
Yeah. Well, if you believe that one, you have to believe the rest.
No, I don't believe the others. But yes. I feel like, you know, their barrier to the other supernatural world might not be there because they're just a silly pet, you know? Like, whereas we've got our barriers up.
Sixth sense. Sometimes Gianni, my dog, 58-kilo Rhodesian Ridgeback.
60 kilos.
Yeah. I haven't weighed him in a little while, 61, so he's probably 60.
Yeah.
I bumped into a friend yesterday and she was like, geez, he's gotten big. And I was like, how dare you, Jordan? She goes, he weighs more than me. I was like, stop body shaming my dog.
No, he's obese. There's no two ways about it.
How dare you?
He's not living long.
The boy likes cheese. I'm not going to deny him, all right?
You like cheese and you give it
to him. They're only here for a short time, not a long time. I'm going to give the boy cheese.
Yours is here for a very short time, I reckon.
Shut up, he's supernatural, all right? I don't want him to come back and haunt me because I haven't given him cheese. Anyway, they can act as a bridge to the ethereal world.
Ooh.
Sometimes I see him, like, running around the house at a slowish trot because he can't really move fast. Wait. He's carrying a
Hold
bit of
on, I need to get his walking music.
But sometimes, don't get the fat trot, no.
Hold on, he's coming around the house. There he is.
Sometimes he's trotting around the house and I'm like, he's picking up on something. And then the other day,
get in my belly!
I'm like, oh, he's picking up on a spirit. And then I found a lizard in the house. I was like, oh, he's chasing the lizard.
He thought the lizard was dinner.
Yeah, he thought it was dinner. I'm like, bro, I just fed you. Don't try and eat the lizards. And then I had to get the lizard and get him out before Gianni got him. Lucky he's slow. He can't get the lizard. I got him first and saved the lizard. But when it's not a lizard,
yes,
it might be that he's reacting to some sort of presence in the house. Birds as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Dogs and birds, says Dennis, carry a mediumistic sensitivity.
Dennis can get a bit.
This remarkable skill highlights not just an unexplained psychic ability, but a deep bond and loyalty.
Okay.
So Dennis says, just keep an eye out because your dog might be psychic.
Or obese.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Time to debut a brand new game.
One. Second song game.
It's all in the title. It's the 1 second song game. Now, Pez, who works here at the station, good morning, Pezzy.
Good morning, gang. How are we?
Good, thank you. Pez. We were talking about you behind your back the other day.
What were you saying about me?
I don't think anyone knows music better than our good friend Pez.
That's true.
You are good at it. And you know what you're good at. You know it's that.
It'd be scary if I didn't though, because I do work in music and I am a radio announcer. Yes. So.
Exactly. But whilst we were singing your praises behind your back, young producer Shy Guy piped up and he went, I'm pretty good at music too. So we
I also know music.
So we thought, well, the 1 second song game is a great way to put you two fellas to the test.
Now, we have a bit of an age gap between us. So are we going be fair and have like a certain genre or a certain era?
So we do have, we've got themes, okay?
Yes, and we will make sure it's a broad scope. But you both have been in the industry long enough. Mm. We're not trying to trip you up.
We've played Taylor Swift enough times between us.
Between Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift and Pink, right?
Oh,
mate, you get it. You understand the assignment.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, Ducko, we thought it would be remiss of us not to make the first theme for this week. Pop superstars, brackets female.
Female pop superstars. We were going to go just Taylor Swift and we thought that could be either too easy or too hard for you two. I don't know.
It's like the Grammys.
Yes.
So, bring it on.
Female pop superstars. Do you both accept the challenge?
Yeah,
accept
absolutely.
Okay. Bring it on.
Names, we're going to get competitive. I already know it.
Names are your buzzers?
Names are your buzzers.
Yep.
So we're going to have a practice round. This is just a practice for everyone playing along in the car as well. I will play the first second of a song. Mm-hmm. You've then got to name your buzzer, guess the title and artist, okay? So here's your first practice. This is practice.
Pez.
Yes, Pez.
Hello, Adele.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He's going to be quick.
That was milliseconds.
Okay, all right.
Wow, shy guy.
I wanted to say Hosier.
We should be coming out of the gates pretty easy.
I don't know why.
Pop Prince.
I mean, that does have a 1 second intro. I know that because I've talked into it a few times.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. The game is starting now. Jess, can you please keep score?
I'm absolutely.
Hot. Okay.
Can we turn the aircon down?
All right, here we go. First one. Should be nice and easy.
Okay, blank space. Oh.
Hang on.
Pez said Pez first.
Oh, no. He said I forgot the rule.
He did say Pez first.
And it's blank space Taylor Swift, Taylor's version.
It is Taylor's version.
Oh, that's an extra halfie.
Wow. There you go.
We're out of the gates. But what I can note from that, Ducko, is we've got a contest.
That was good.
Shy Guy hadn't just broken the rules.
So remember, right. Say name and then pause. So 1-0. Here we go. Here's the next one.
Pez.
Perry.
Womanizer Britney Spears.
Oh, my God.
Shy Guy, is your mic on?
Yes.
All right, it's two zip to Pez.
Can you make this a bit harder?
Okay, I think this next one Pez is gonna. Anyway, here we go.
Pez. Like a Virgin Madonna.
All right.
This is an absolute pantsing.
Three zip.
Come on now.
Come on, Shy Guy, wake up, baby.
Come on, you're still in it.
You had that first one. You just kind of stuffed up.
Yeah, I just.
Okay, here we go. It's okay. Reset, refocus. Here we go.
I'm just going to try and let him have this one.
Do you know it?
It's a brand new.
I know it.
It's a brand new.
Oh, Shy Guy.
They look good.
Yep. Texas Hold'em. Beyonce.
Perry's just toying with his food.
All right. I know he's a lion on the hunt. Pezzy's 3, Shy Guy 1.
Here we go. Now we're coming to some interesting territory.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you ready, Boots?
Pez, these boots were made for walking Jessica Simpson from the film of Daisy Dukes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard.
That's yeah.
There's no bonus points.
Look,
for that.
It's 4-1.
He can't win. It's an
honest. I don't think he can win, but should we continue?
Absolutely.
Because I'm
should.
Having a lot of fun.
This is good fun. Okay.
So much fun.
Come on, Glad Shy Guy. Come on.
Come on. Okay, here we go.
Shy Guy, Telephone, Lady Gaga.
Yeah!
I know you gave it to me. It's very patronizing the way you're looking at me.
You sit back.
Fun fact, originally recorded by Britney Spears.
Oh, my God. The man knows his thing.
That's another half of Pez with the music knowledge.
I mean, no.
I'll wipe it
out. It's a pantsing anyway. Here we go, the last one. I'd be very surprised if Pez didn't get this.
Pez. Love at first sight, Kylie Minogue. Thank you very much.
I can't compete with that.
Great song.
One of the best.
Top tier Kylie.
Wow.
Darko, can we just have an on-air meeting?
Wow, yes we can.
This isn't going to be fun for anyone if Perry just does this every week.
We need to make the themes a bit harder for him.
Is he too good?
We can keep doing this with Shy Guy, then maybe put it out to the people on the phone.
That's the question. Shy Guy, would you like to continue this game?
Yeah, we'll get you on. We'll change the themes around.
Can we play with Billy? Is Billy? Can we sub out Pez? He's too good.
So, do I get Taylor Swift tickets now?
Yeah, double pass to Taylor.
Thank you.
Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, we do. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We will come back to you. Of course, if there is time remaining, you're playing for $10,000. Stepping up today, we go to Matilda. Hello, Matilda.
Hello, how are you?
Matilda, we're fantastic. Thank you. Did you hear Ellie winning at this time yesterday?
I did, and I'm under a lot of pressure today to compete with that.
That's right.
Hey, don't think about the pressure, man. It's all good.
You focus on your game.
Try and relax.
What would you do with the money?
Well, I also need a new car or to fix my car. The hail damage on my car is terrible.
Okay. How serendipitous is this, Matilda?
What's she got?
Your letter's H. H for hail damage.
Stop it.
There you go.
That's what we
need.
It's
got
to be a good sign from the universe.
It has to be.
Okay, Matilda, I want you to visualise this new car or at least, you know, getting the dings
out.
Getting the damage out. And we're gonna drill it. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, your time will start after the first question, starting with the letter H. We need you to name a movie franchise.
Harry Potter.
Something heavy.
Hammer.
An Olympic sport.
Pass.
A body part.
Hand.
A verb.
Pass.
A video game.
Pass.
A disease.
Oh, pass.
A European city.
Pass.
A former teen star.
Pass.
A song.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
dear. We came out pretty strong for the first two, and then we ended up with three.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about yesterday.
Were you thinking about Jay?
Thinking about Ellie. Just crushing it.
Too much.
Oh, geez.
Oh, it's hard to follow up, you know.
It is.
It's tough.
It is. Oh, look, I'll run you through them. An Olympic sport could be high jump. A verb, hang, a video game, Halo, a disease, hepatitis, a European city, Helsinki, a former teen star, Harry Styles, Hilary Duff as well, and then a song, Humble, Holy, Heartless, Hello, there's plenty of them. You don't walk away empty-handed, though. You'll enjoy this. You've won the ultimate skincare pack from GoTo Skincare, Australia's go-to brand for effective, quality, and results-driven skincare.
Oh, yay!
Yay for Tilly.
Yay for Tilly. Come on, Tilly. Good on you. Good sport.
Thank
you. You know, it was fun to have you on.
Absolutely. We didn't go back-to-back, but that's okay.
No.
Matilda's happy.
Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, yeah, you should be.
Let's say you've let us down. You've let everyone down, Matilda, but it's fine. We're all good.
That's all right. Give it a couple months.
Yeah.
Come back. Try again.
Yeah, be fine.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Right now we're asking, you pumped words.
Where?
So I have a 3.5-month-old daughter. Oh, my God. Actually, she's closer to 4 months.
Oh, goodness.
She's a couple of days
Are you having
off.
A 4-month anniversary getting her a present?
Obviously. Yeah, I've got the little handheld card you put on the baby's chest. 4 months today.
I'm 4 months.
Obviously, I've styled it already.
And everyone on social media cares.
Obviously, they care. Yeah. I know I put the 1 month on my grid and the rest I've done on story because I'm quickly gathering no one cares for a month-to-month
hey,
update.
Good self-editing.
Good self. I'm learning.
Yes.
Which is what parenting is all about. You're just learning.
Yeah.
And something I am learning, the breastfeeding journey, my God, it is a lot more difficult than I expected. There is so much to it. It is painful. It is time consuming. It is all over the shop. And one thing that I was advised from a lactation consultant who came to visit me was pumping regularly. So, Ducko, you have seen it because I've had to bring it into the studio.
And a studio pump.
Hence the question, I pumped where? At work. On the radio.
You pumped when we interviewed Gary Barlow.
That's right, from Take That. That was an interesting one. We did put that on socials and a few people got in touch being like, God damn, are you pumping on the radio? Like, good on you. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I've had to pump in the backseat of a car after a wedding. I should say during a wedding. My brother's wedding, I was emceeing, so it wasn't exactly easy to duck off for 25 minutes. So I had to wait till all the formalities were done and then sat in the car outside the Botanical Gardens with this pump strapped to my chest.
Excuse my ignorance.
No, no.
But does it just feel like full and painful and you need to just release?
Exactly. Particularly if you've been drinking, you can't obviously breastfeed.
I see. So you've got to get rid of the bad.
You've got to get rid of the tainted milk, but you can't do it via feeding the child. So we've got to get it out some way.
Mm.
I'm really lucky. I've got a hectic hospital grade pump, which makes it a lot easier. But some people got to do hand express, Ducko.
Also, it's literally just like milking a cow.
That's right. I've heard of partners having to get involved.
I would like to do that when my time, not for you, when my time comes with my wife. I mean, I feel like that'd be fun.
She's like, it's all right, babe, just hand me the pump. No. Let me help you, Morgan.
Oh, I've got this, baby.
You're a supportive partner, that's what we need to see from our partners stepping up.
You know?
But, you know, on the air, in the car, these were all relatively tame places, I would say. Till I was talking to a girlfriend who joins us on the air now, Anna, on 131060. Good morning, babe.
Good morning. How are you, legend?
Yeah, we're really good. Can you talk to us about where you need to pump?
Yeah, look, this is a bit of an icky one, isn't it? So I actually work at a correctional centre. So
okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a jail. So,
the jail.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to pump inside the jail.
So are you going to get a cell dedicated to you, Anna? Where are we doing it in a prison?
Look, it sounds a bit more intense than it is.
Okay.
There are offices inside jails.
Oh, of course.
But still, the imagery, as you know, Jess, when you're pumping, they say you have to think of your child, you have to think nice thoughts. How
do you relax in a prison?
How do you relax?
With your boobs out.
Just relax, Anna. It's all good. Nice and relaxed.
With your boobs out,
they do say that. Yeah, Ducko, Anna's right. They say to help your flow and even production. What? Think about the child. If you can look at the child, even it'll help.
It like helps the teat just release.
Just release, exactly.
That's
so Anna trying to relax while her boobies are out in a prison.
Not
so
most.
That's right. It's an interesting.
I feel like if I've had a hectic conversation or been doing something that most people don't do at work.
Yeah, no, handling a riot of sorts. Yeah.
Or maybe. maybe.
Might be a little difficult. Thank you so much, Anna. I makes my little car pump or even the radio pump look a little tame.
Yeah, look a little tame, yeah. In saying that, though, you did have to interview Gary Barlow while looking at me, and that probably wouldn't have got you so relaxed.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're cute. My daughter's cute, but you're not exactly the same sort of cute.
Nah, different. You know? Very different,
different
styles.
Different, yeah.
So 13, 10, 60, where'd you pump?
Where'd you have to pump? Where'd you have to get it done, ladies?
You pumped where?
You pumped where?
I'm learning. Well, it's a very educational segment.
Isn't
for me.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
You pumped where?
Ducko, you're learning along. It's a very educational segment, isn't it?
It is.
Pumping when it comes to breastfeeding, there is a lot to it. If you are exclusively breastfeeding, maybe you're mixed feeding like I am, the pumping is a crucial stage, I learned from a lactation consultant, for your flow, for your production, but even just for the release. You know, sometimes I've been like, I'm feeling a bit tense or whatever.
A bit sore.
A bit sore because they're full. Mm. When I wake up in the morning, usually my nighty is a bit of leakage.
A bit of leakage.
So I need to release that so my daughter can enjoy her breakfast while I'm at work.
You had to pump at your brother's wedding while you're emceeing.
That's right. I've had to do in the back seats of cars. We just heard from Anna, who works at a correctional facility. She didn't have to pump in the prison.
Pump in jail.
Pump in jail.
I enjoy this because we posted online. People got in touch on at Jess Ducko. Anna, another Anna, said, into a schooner glass in a toilet cubicle at a wedding. Passing the glass to a friend who was taking him out to the revelers to enjoy.
Well, you know what?
Here you go.
It is a miracle liquid, Ducko.
It is.
Why
hey,
would you want to waste it?
Hey, this is the hangover cure, guys. Just a couple of dudes on the D floor dancing away.
And into a schooner glass says to me, hand pumping, expressing. So she's either massaging that or maybe she's got a girlfriend to do a
doing
bit of milking.
While she's holding the glass. It's a two-person job.
Like this one. Someone said they've got a sign up at work saying milking in progress for when they duck into an office to do their pumping.
Imagine a male colleague walking like, pardon me. Hayley's commented, I pumped at R&B Fridays in the grandstand while drinking my gin.
In the grandstand.
In the grandstand.
Hell yeah, queen. Get it done. We don't have to go hide in a cupboard. Sit in the grandstand.
Fluid in, fluid out. That's you know what
right.
I mean? Kerry's on the line on 13, 10, 60. Kerry, you pumped. Where?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, I was at the big day out with my husband and a couple of friends.
Yes.
And back in the day when the big day out festival was on, and as I was coming to the Nine Inch Nails headline show, I was feeling like I was going to explode. And I just disappeared. I had to go make my way to the Portaloo toilets and pump in the toilet. And my husband still said that was such a great show. And I'm like, yeah, I was expressing into the Portaloo.
Oh.
And I could hear the music in the background and I was like dying because I felt like I was in so much pain.
And it's one of those things, Kez, you can't rush it, can you? It'll be done when it's done. You're like, come on.
Oh, I was like, can I put up with the pain? Sort of, it builds up for hours and then I was like, no. I'm out of here.
Did your husband offer to help, Kerry? He didn't offer to...
He was making his way to the mosh pit.
He was enjoying Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. And nothing's you know, more lovely than a Portaloo at a festival.
That's right. When we talk about getting into the zone.
Yeah. Sit on the hot Portaloo seat that someone's already weed on, having a pump.
Thanks, Kerry.
Sarah on 13, 10, 60. Where'd you pump, Sarah?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Sarah.
I was at my sister's house for a barbecue and just sitting in the lounge room pumping away. And I heard a knock at the door. I went and answered it with both out, just thinking it was my partner when it was two police officers there for a news complaint.
For a noise complaint?
Oh, my God. What is a Sunday barbecue? Gets a noise complaint.
Yeah, we were a little bit loud. There were kids screaming and everything. And, yeah, I just, without thinking to cover myself up, because I thought it was my partner,
yep.
I had both out, they were very stunned.
Wow. Yeah. That's a sure way to get rid of the cops.
Yeah, that's... Sorry, man. We'll leave you to
no noise here. That's all good. You do what you've got to do, right?
Enjoy the barbie. Rachel on 13, 10, 60. You're pumped.
Hi. So I had 20 twins, and I was sitting in the car pumping about to go into a job interview.
Yeah.
And they rang and said that they needed me to come in now, and I had those little pumps that just go in your bra,
mm-hmm.
and I just completely forgot and walked straight into my interview with the pump still going. Pumping the entire time.
Oh, I love that, Rach. I mean, I'm a busy working mother, thank you.
Because they make they make a loud noise, don't they? It's like,
yeah, it's like that full hum. Yeah. I had those handheld ones too, Rach. And that, I guess it's the battery pack or whatever, was full vibrating off the table. It was making a hell of a racket.
Yeah, I was just really honest and upfront. I was like, look, and I have twins and I'm going to keep pumping the whole time if I get the job too. So I hope that's not a deal breaker.
Did you get the job?
I did.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
That's
nice.
It. That's the way you get it done.
Finish off with Chantel on 13 10 60. Chantel, you're pumped.
Morning, guys. Mine seems to be a bit of a trend with a lot more than I thought, really. But I had to pump at the Katy Perry concert.
This is great. What was the? Yeah, was it this song? Do you remember what came on that you went, oh, got a release?
No, I don't know. I felt like I was going to pass out. I was sitting on the ground instead of my seat because I was going to pass out from the pressure. And then I just had to go to the bathroom and just release it.
Did you
still ended up with mastitis, but, you know, you do what you have to do.
You got to get through.
Did you have a pump on you, Chantel, or did you have to hand express?
I had to hand express.
I've not tried the hand expressing. That must be.
Give it a go. Obviously, wait till your hubby's home and it's a bit of hell.
Absolutely.
But
they don't want to ruin my outfit today.
No way.
Chantel, when you got to get it done, you got to get it done, right?
You got to get it done.
And now every time you hear Katy Perry, you'll think of pumping at the concert.
That's right. Your boobs start to tingle.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what relaxes them now?
Yeah, totally. Jess and Ducko. Do you know I once played a netball in a netball tournament? I reckon I would have been 13 or 14.
Yeah.
How much has my athletic prowess come up today? Yeah. My long jump skills, my swimming, now my netballing.
Yeah.
But I remember we were having a team discussion about what we should call the team.
Yes.
And, you know, we're 14-year-old girls. Some silly names were being thrown around.
Yeah, what'd you get?
And Cheeky Monkey started getting traction. I said, I'm going to not play on this team.
I don't want to be here.
Y'all need me. I was one hell of a goalkeeper, Ducko. I was aggressive. I said, I'm not here. I will not play on this team if we're called the Cheeky Monkeys.
Cheeky Monkeys is a bit lame. It's not a great name.
Nah.
You know? And so
for the
did
life
they
of me, I can't remember what we ended up being called. So clearly Cheeky Monkeys really stuck in my head.
That was what stuck.
The Sonics, maybe? That doesn't sound right, does it?
Look, it's not really important, is it? You know, we can just move forward, can't we? I'd love to hear more about your netball from when you were a teenager, but, you know, we don't have time today.
My dad used to come watch the games and he would yell, get on your man, Jess, because he'd always come from watching my brother play AFL. I'm like, Dad, we're ladies and also not a thing in netball. Yeah.
Just yell contact and that'll work. Contact! What? I was a meter away. Hey, up next, though. You've been speaking about your sport lately. I've been speaking a lot about my handiwork or lack of.
Mate, hire a hubby. Hire a ducko.
Well, wait till you hear. Had some gutter leakage issues.
Gut leakage issues.
No, gutter. And then I had to fix
it.
I bet there is. I had to fix it, and I had to do it on my own. I don't own a ladder, so
you shouldn't be up a ladder.
Shouldn't be. I had a really scary moment yesterday where I thought, oh, geez, this isn't good.
Could this be the end? Oh.
Too many people rely on me to get hurt. And I mean you and my wife, and that's it.
I don't know how to work the buttons, man. The show is over if you can't work the buttons. Jess and
Ducko. I need to give you another Ducko tool story.
You have entered your Tim the Toolman Taylor, so much so that I think you need your own little ditty, Ducko.
Oh, God. Andy Ducko.
I'm going to start calling you Handy Ducko from now on.
Or Handy Ducko.
Yeah, sorry, go on. Handy Ducko. There he is. Have you been working on that all morning?
All morning. Okay. Have you got another Handy Ducko story?
I do.
You have been busy this week.
Yeah, I've been busy.
You've been doing edging with angle grinders.
Yeah, using my neighbour's angle grinders to do the edges.
You've been in the shed.
I've been in the shed doing some things.
That's right.
I had a dead lizard in the shed too, which was annoying. But I noticed when it was heavy rain recently, last couple of days, I heard this like loud sound outside. And I was like, what is the rain hitting? Looked over, it's overflowing on my gutter and it's coming down and like banging onto the power box. which, like, you know, is usually outside your house or on the side of your house.
So it's overflowing from your gutter, which means what? There's a blockage.
Well, I thought that. Yeah. I've only got it cleaned not long ago, but I don't have a ladder. It's like 5 meters. I don't have a tall ladder, so I did.
So you hired a hubby last time.
Air-tasked it.
Air-tasked it. So smart.
Paid him unders too.
Yeah, absolutely, it's air-tasker.
Get on that ladder, buddy. I'll be inside.
That's right. Let me know when you're done.
Because I went to go buy a ladder, and there's so much ladders where I went, nah, I probably won't do that.
I'll be honest with you. This is not being heightist.
Yes.
I thought as a
smaller person,
smaller gentleman,
yeah.
You would own a ladder for just everyday just things.
What? I just bring around a little step ladder, do I?
Putting the clothes
on. Hold on, sorry, I'm having a chat with you. You're a bit tall. Let me just get my ladder that I've got everywhere.
Hang on, that PowerPoint's a bit high. I can't plug my hair dryer in. I best get on the stepladder.
Honestly, it would come in handy, though. A stepladder would be great. But a stepladder
Morgan,
can't help me here.
Don't put the pot in the high cupboard. You know I can't reach it.
Just jumping up, reaching.
Trying to swat at it like a cat trying to play with a piece of string.
I needed a big ladder. My brother-in-law's a builder, but he lives in Queensland, so not here. If he did live here, geez, I'd abuse him.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd get him to do so much.
You wouldn't need anything. You'd borrow his stuff.
Yeah. And his name's Harry Barry, which is his real name, which is also funny. Builder Harry Barry.
It's giving Bob the Builder.
It is, very much so. Mm. So I messaged Harry some photos. He's like, I needed to get up to show him the photos. So I realized I didn't have the ladder, but there's a jacaranda tree overflowing, over the house and over the gutter. So I thought, geez, I used to be very good at climbing trees when I was a kid, and I'm quite agile. So if I just...
You are agile.
If I climb this tree and get up to the, over the,
and what,
the roof...
And scale the branches or something?
Yeah, and get over the roof and take photos of the gutter, it'll work. And so, sure enough...
Have you updated your life insurance recently? Because this sounds disastrous.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have died.
Did you die?
I wouldn't have died, but I would have broken a few bones.
Absolutely.
Knowing me would probably be the worst outcome when I fell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've climbed... This is why men don't live as long. And I climbed up and I scaled it. Then as I looked over, I did it. It was fine. But as I looked over, I realised there was a slight blockage near the drain pipe, near the down pipe.
Okay, so you're telling me that guy from Airtasker who you paid $3 to didn't do a good job.
Well, he did. So obviously, the jacaranda tree. He's just leaked more leaves.
Of course.
I thought he did a good job.
Yes.
So then what I did is I ripped a branch off the tree, like a long branch.
So you're like, while I'm up here.
Well, I may as well try.
I can see the problem.
I may as well try.
Okay. So you didn't bring any tools with you, obviously. You thought it was just investigative
a photo job.
Mission.
That's it. And then when I got up there, I thought, geez, I'm up here now. So I ripped a branch off, leant over, and I'm just scraping out the leaves from the gutter, like leaning over, scraping out the leaves from the gutter.
I picture you holding on to one branch, like George of the Jungle, and then leaning with the other.
It was like I had my torso wrapped around a branch. And my feet locked around, and I was doing that
way. This is so dangerous.
Well, it wasn't smart, but in saying that, I got a lot of the leaves out. I got a lot of the leaves out, cleared the clog in the gutter, and then I sent the photos to my brother-in-law who's a builder, and he replies. He's like, nah, man, I don't think that's the issue. I think it needs to be re-leveled.
You're gonna what does that mean?
I'm going to need someone, aren't I? I need to call a gutter person.
So you've risked your life and ruined your jacaranda tree probably for nothing.
It's even dumber. You know the worst part about it is I did it straight after work yesterday. So I was wearing like a nice plain white T-shirt.
Tell me you weren't wearing your Birkenstocks. Tell me you at least put a sensible shoe on.
I had me Nike kicks on.
Oh, okay. Real grippy.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. The McNugget Buddies are back at Macca's. Get yours in the limited edition Kerwin Frostbox.